It's exciting to think about the ministries, the works, the projects, the mission points, the people, the poor, all the opportunities that are presented in the budget that has been given this morning, and we're thankful for them. We're thankful for you that help give your resources that the Lord has entrusted you with back to the Lord to accomplish these missions. And we pray that we can have a great 2017. There's a lot of things we have planned this year, and many of them are things that we do each year, like Vacation Bible School and, of course, our education program, our Ladies' Night and other ministries, our Everyone Counts that we do each Sunday that Bridges mentioned, and then our mission program. I want to highlight a few things, though, this morning that I really want to draw our attention to as we think about Vision Sunday. First of all, it's kind of a state of the church, you know, morning when we think about our budget. And I've been here almost, it was 13 years this past November. And so there's a few things I wanted to say as well to remind you of, because we have a lot of people that are new to our congregation over the past 3 years or so. And we have even some that have come recently. And so I think it's good to remind some things that are important. And so here's some reminders that I want to share with you as your minister, as your preacher, and of course as my family. And I appreciate my family and all they do, because we view our work as a team ministry. And my children and Amanda play a tremendous role in that. And I'm grateful for them and for their work and them being by my side. Here's a couple of reminders. First of all, we want you to know that we are grateful and thankful for all that you do for us, for the kindness and the love that you show our family, and for how you have embraced us and loved us over the years. Secondly, we want you to know that if we've done anything to offend you or hurt you, and you know, when you speak 85, 90 times in 30-minute segments, well, I know some maybe 25 segments and some 40 segment times, you say a lot of words, and I know sometimes words come different upon your ears than they do when they leave my mouth. And so if I've said things that are wrong or hurt you or have been sinful in my actions, please forgive me. And that leads to the next one. Also, always know that we have an open door in our home and an open door in my office policy, that we want you to communicate with us. And that we cannot know, for example, that someone's in the hospital unless you share that with us. Or if you are having a problem with the sin, I want you to know that you can come in and share that in confidence with me, and I'll do whatever I can to help you talk about what God would have you know about that and to give you strength. But if you need help, if you're having marriage problems, you know, we'll do what we can. If you'll come and share those needs with us to try to help you in those. If you're having emotional issues or struggling with depression or whatever it may be, I want you to know that we want you to feel like you can come and communicate that with us. Also, if you have an idea, whether it's a small thing, an idea for a sermon, or whether it's an idea for a ministry, you know, the elders or myself, we want you to communicate that. And I know many of the things I'm saying also go for the elders and for Ryan, that we want you to feel like you can share ideas, problems, or struggles, or just things that you need to get out regarding the church or regarding your spiritual life. Please communicate that, because communication is the lifeblood of a relationship. It's the lifeblood of a successful church relationship. And so we want to have communication. Also, we want to remind you that we want to serve you. And so if you have ways that we can better do that, please feel free to share that with us. And want you to know that that's our heart and our desire. And we want us to grow. Paul talked in 2 Thessalonians, we were studying this morning in the college class, about how the Thessalonian church grew in faith. They were increasing in their faith, and they were increasing in their love for one another. That ought to be the mission of every church, to increase each year in their love and in their faith, never to become stagnant. And in order for us not to become stagnant, the leadership and the preacher has to not become stagnant. So I want you to know that I'm trying to grow, and I don't ever think I've arrived. And I want to learn more about God's Word. I want to learn more about how to be a better minister. And I want us as a church to grow. I want us to grow in number. I want us to grow in faith. I want us to grow in prayer. I want us to grow in evangelism. And so we always got to keep that in our mind, that we're never satisfied with where we are. We may you know, take a few steps backwards every now and then, but we always want to take more steps forward and realize that we always want to be pushing forward. So our desire is to grow. And then finally, I would say, certainly, I would want you to know that we love you. And that we appreciate and desire your love. And we want you to love us. And we're thankful for your love. And we want you to know that you are loved. God loves you. The leadership here loves you. The church family here loves you. And the minister and his family love you. And so, as Paul said in Colossians 4:17, our goal, as we look at this 14th year of ministry, is to fulfill the ministry, fulfill the service that we have received in the Lord. And so I want to remind you and communicate those things to you this morning. But I also want to share with you, in really a big promotional aspect that we have coming up, February 11th and 12th, we traditionally, the last several years, we've done something big in February. And I know the weather is always somewhat of a guess, and it can interfere. But it seems like February is a good month before. We still have some basketball going on, but it's before the craziness of March Madness in basketball, and it's after football season, and it seems like it kind of fits in the calendar a good time, and it's before all the spring activities start. And so we do this each year, and we've done different things. This year, we're doing something with Joe Wells, who does seminars across the country, and he's now the preacher in Florence Boulevard Church in Florence, Alabama. And Joe has spent most of his time working with youth and families. And he has a seminar that he's going to be coming here doing on families. And on Saturday, we have rented the bowling alley for our group from 2:30 to 4:30. And so there's not going to be a charge for our families to come out and bowl. We've invited the area congregations to bring their families, their youth groups, and come on out and bowl. And so we're going to do that from 2:30 to 4:30 on February the 11th, and we want your family. This could be a great fellowship opportunity for our church family and for us with other congregations as well. And you can invite your friends and their families to come and participate. Then we'll come back here to the church building. We'll have a meal. If you'd like to help with that meal, you can let me know. We'll have a meal together, and then we'll have the first service with Joe speaking. And the topic will be Families Confronting Culture. Families confronting culture. It's about how we as, and this is not just for people that have children in their home, but it's for grandparents and people that are newlyweds or people that are single as well to come. And he's going to talk about how we confront culture. And then we're also going to have some discussion as well after that where we can discuss that amongst one another and then get further feedback. And so we're excited about Saturday and the possibility it offers. Then on Sunday, Joe will be with us in the Bible class hour. He's going to talk about standards for personal relationships, how we need to treat one another in the home. And then during the worship hour, keeping first things first, how we need to make sure we keep our priorities in line in the home. And then Sunday night at 5 p.m., and I believe the Northside Brethren will be coming over as well, he's going to be talking about being like-minded from the book of Philippians. Now, I asked Joe, I said, can you make us a little promotional video so that people can see and hear and just get an introduction to who you are? And so I've asked him to do that. It's going to be about a minute, and hopefully everything will work.
Hello, Seven Oaks family. This is Joe Wells coming to you tonight from Spring Hill, Tennessee. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm excited to be coming your way on February the 12th, the weekend of February the 12th at least, as we discuss the very important topic of families. You know, I find it quite interesting that one of the very first times in the Bible that God would look upon His creation and say that something was not good was when it was related to Adam being alone, and He said that it's not good for man to be alone. Do you understand that the family is God's idea? Do you understand that He really does want to bless you and He wants your family to grow and to become all that it can be? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this weekend, and I want to invite you personally to join us the weekend of February the 12th. Please make plans now. I'm praying about it, and I want you to be praying about it as well. I look forward to seeing you there.
I hope that you'll be making plans to be here that weekend. that you'll make plans to be there with us bowling and Saturday night and then be here all day Sunday. I think it can be a great blessing for our church family. And invite others. We'll be doing more advertising. We've got flyers at the exit now you can use. We'll also be having things on social media that you can use to share as well. So please, let's get the word out about that. Here's three areas of focus also that I want us to concentrate upon. And these are things that we need to think about each year, but especially this year. Now, first of all, we need to give mind some attention to our attendance and our involvement. It's no secret that our Sunday night attendance is not what it should be. And we do a lot of important things on Sunday night, especially connected with our fellowship, with our youth. And we need to make sure that we give attention to our attendance. And so our attendance in Bible classes, our attendance in worship. We also want to continue to see our Sunday morning attendance increase and improve in our involvement. We need a lot of people to be involved to make the work of the church go. And so please, look at your life. You know, some of you started this year, got for Christmas maybe a Garmin or a Fitbit, and it tracks. It tracks your steps. Maybe some of you even have an app where you're dieting or something and you keep up with the food you put in your body, and you have all these kinds of trackers. What would your life look like if you tracked your attendance at church? And, from 2016, what would the tracker say? And how are you going to improve that tracking? How are you going to improve that in 2017? In thinking about your involvement and your attendance. Second, I would say we've got to continue to focus on evangelism and reaching the lost. And so think about who you can win and who you can share the gospel with. This is one of the reasons we began in February with an outreach effort, so that we can begin thinking about getting contacts. People are thinking about getting in church. Let's reach out. People are struggling in their families. Let's invite them. Invite them to come to worship. Invite them to come to our seminar in February. But think about who you can reach for Jesus. And the third thing, we need to continue to emphasize missions and our youth work. Bridges talked about both of these. And it's important for us as a congregation to realize that so much of what we do in terms of growth locally is connected with how much we're thinking outwardly. Outwardly about missions and outwardly about teaching and involvement of our young people. And so if you're a family here and you've got young people in your home, think about how much of my youth been involved in the church. And what can I do to get them more involved in the Bible classes, in the devotionals, in the service projects, in the fellowship activities? We need to think about what we can do to bless our youth work and bless the missions of the church. Now think about those three areas. If each of us were to pick one area where we're going to work with, we're going to improve on, think about how this church will be blessed in 2017. In the book of Esther, as we move to the invitation, Mordecai is told Esther to reply. He told this to Esther: "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Who knows what God has in store for you in 2017? What He has in store for our church family? What you can do for the Lord? Maybe you've been thinking, hey, I need to do this. I need to be involved as a teacher. I need to step in and lead some ministry. I need to offer my services to help more in this area. Maybe it's time you say, this is the time. It's time to quit putting it off. It's time to get involved. It's time to start growing. Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? As you think about that, think about dreaming. You know, don't limit what God can do. We must not limit what God can do for us as individuals or what God can do for a church. In 2017, we need to remember to dream. Who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Maybe this is the year your dream needs to be put into action. Maybe this is the year what you always keep saying you're going to do becomes the reality of what you're doing. If you need to respond, if you need to put Christ on in baptism, maybe you've come to the church this morning and this is the time to become a Christian. If you need to rededicate your life, then please come as together we stand and as we sing.